It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. As you know, we will studying about the White Throne Judgment. This might be the last session or last program I'm doing on the White Throne Judgment. We learn a lot, but there are some questions people have, so I'm going to try to clear it. If you remember, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, if you read, the Word of God says, Lord says, Jesus says, if somebody says, Lord, Lord, they will not enter into the kingdom of God. Because, He says, not only saying, Lord, Lord, they have to do the will of God. Now, as I said earlier, there are people, they say, Lord, Lord, they walk with Christ for a while and they turn away. Do you think God should bless them because they became backslidden? No. The Word of God is saying there are people will say, there are so many people when they have a trouble, they say, oh Lord, help me, I'll do everything what you want to do, what you want me to do. And when God does that, they forget and they do all the wrong thing again. And the people are saying, you know what? God is so gracious, God is so loving, God is so kind, so God will forgive. Because God says 7 times 70, you should forgive your brother. So why cannot God do the same thing? Well, God will do the same thing. But do you know your end when the end will be? When you go out of your house, do you know when can you return home back? The Word of God says only the blessed people, God's people, those people can go in and out and they will be in safety. But if you commit your sin and you say, well, tonight when I go, I'll forgive all my sins and then God will forgive my sins. And you are doing that way. I did that way before. But once I came to know, you cannot go in circle. If you keep on committing sin and keep on repenting, you are going in circle. The Word of God said, then sudden destruction will come. Then what? That's why we have to change our lifestyle. Believe Jesus Christ and live according to His will. Some people say this is impossible to live a perfect Christian life. That's why Jesus Christ came. According to the law, nobody was perfect and nobody was able to go to heaven. And the law is a curse. And the people were living in a curse. But the Word of God said Jesus Christ came into this world and He fulfilled the law and He went on the cross. And when He died, while He was dying, He said, it is finished. What was finished? He finished the law. He finished the work of salvation. There is nothing remaining. And now He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we don't have to go to hell. Then people say, how can I live a clean and holy life? I am smoking, drinking, gambling, and doing horrible sins. And I have no peace of mind. And I don't think I can change. Yes, you cannot change. But God has power to change. When He comes in, devil goes out. When you have all kinds of sinful thoughts, when you are born again, you get the mind of Christ. When you are a believer, Jesus comes to live in you, and you are a child of God. When you are a child of God, you live according to the kingdom of God. In heaven, there is no sin. So if you are spiritually in the kingdom of God, you will not commit sin. But why people are committing sin? Because they think God is gracious and God is loving and God is kind and He will not send us to hell. And hell is prepared for the devil and his followers. So I'm not going there. That's a good thought. But if you keep on committing sin and believing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're not turning away from your sin, you will be going to hell. Now I'm going to give you the example, because here it says, when those people came and say, Lord, Lord, and we did many miracles on your name, and we prophesied, we cast out the demon, and we did signs and wonders and miracles, Jesus says, who are you? I don't remember you. And he says, get away from me. And he's sending them, casting them into the lake of fire. So some people will say, who are these people? I'll give you an example. If you remember, if you are a born-again Christian or even the nominal Christian, you know what Jesus Christ was saying in St. John chapter 6. He was saying, I am the heavenly bread. I am coming from heaven. Your forefathers ate the manna and they died. I am the heavenly bread. And then he said, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Otherwise, you will not have fellowship with me or no part with me. And so people start thinking this is so difficult to understand. But the Word of God says, if you read that whole chapter, St. John chapter 6, he was saying, I'm saying these spiritual things. He says, whatever I'm saying, the words, they're spiritual and they're life-giver. When he said to Peter, that some of the disciples, when they heard and they walked away, he said to Peter, would you like to go? He said, where should I go? You have the words of life. You giving us eternal life. Your words are giving me eternal life. Where should I go? Jesus Christ is called the Word of God. And the Word has life. Jesus has life. He is the life giver. And so these followers of Jesus Christ walked away. Now somebody says, who were they? Who were these people? So if you remember, Matthew chapter 10, there were 12 people were chosen out of the disciples and they were called apostles. And then Luke chapter 10, there were 72 more chosen. So the point I'm making, all these people were chosen and they were going and doing the Lord's work. If you read in Luke chapter 9 and 10, some of the disciples came back and start saying, Jesus, we did so many great things. That is Luke chapter 10 verse 17. He says, even the devil are cast out and they are subject to us. We can do so many great things in your name. What Jesus said. Don't be so happy because you are casting out the devil. He said, I saw a devil falling from heaven like a lightning. What he was trying to say, if the devil, who was the angel, who was Lucifer, he did not do the will of God, he was cast out from heaven like a lightning. Means very fast, speedily. So Jesus Christ was saying to this disciple, watch out. Don't be so proud. Don't think that you are doing some miracles thing. You are not doing your own. You are using the name of Jesus. So what these people, Jesus said, you know what? You should be happy that you are joyful because your name is written in heaven. So it is important that our name is written in heaven. Now these people, if you read in St. John chapter 6, these people walked away and they never walked with Jesus again. And so all these disciples walked away from Christ and never walked with him again. Just think in your mind, these disciples who did signs and wonders and miracles, casting out the devil, but now they turn their back to Christ. And they said, we don't want to follow you. We don't want to listen to you. We don't want to be your disciples. And they walked away. Just think in the judgment time. if those people stood there and say, "Hey, Jesus, you chosen us. We did the miracles. We cast out the demons. And we preached. Don't you remember that?" And so what Jesus saying? "I don't remember you. Who are you?" And so somebody says, "What, Jesus doesn't remember? Does he have a memory problem?" No. I'll give you an example. If you are a sinner, a great sinner, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what happens? Your sins are forgiven, forgotten, your name is written in heaven, and your sins are forgotten. Jesus Christ doesn't want to remember your sins. He doesn't see like that you are a sinner again. He's forgotten. You are not sinner. You are saved man of God. You are a child of God. That's why people say, "Oh, I am a old sinner saved by grace." That's a bad theory. Once you are born again, John, don't say, "I'm a sinner." You should say, "I was a sinner. Now I'm a child of God, and I am a righteousness of God." And so these people who backslidden, standing at the judgment seat of Christ, and start saying, "Hey, we did great things in your name." And so Jesus says, "I don't know you." And he tells them to go to eternal hellfire or lake of fire. I'll give another example. You have to read the book of Ezekiel chapter 3, chapter 8, chapter 33. All these chapters, he says, if there is a sinner, you tell that sinner to confess his sins and come to God. He will forgive his sins and his sins will be not remembered. And if there is a righteous man, says, "Hey, I'm a righteous and I'm going to commit sin and God is going to forgive me." He says, "Go and tell him, your righteousness will not be remembered if you commit sin." So God says, even though you're righteous and start committing sin, you will not be forgiven your sins unless you confess. But if they don't confess, their sins will not be forgiven and God will consider them as a sinners. So these people who served with Jesus Christ, followed him, did miracles, but walked away from him, those people in the white throne judgment, they will be saying, "You know what? We did so many things," just like we studied on the previous program, Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said, "Hey, I was hungry and you feed me, and I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in, and I was naked and you clothed me, and I was sick and you visited me." And they said, "When?" He said, "If you did it one least of my one brethren, then you did it for me." Now these people saying the same thing, "We did so many things for you." He said, "I don't remember you. I don't, who are you?" And then he gives the example about the man builds his house. Now he says, one man built the house on the rock, one man built the house on the sand. Building the house on the sand is easy and faster. The building on the rock is not easy. St. Paul says, "I am the wise master builder, and I'm building my church on the rock." And he says there are so many people building the churches today. Some people use the silver, gold, and precious stone. Some people use the hay, wood, and stubble. So just think, what kind of work you're doing for the Lord? If you did the fast work like hay, wood, and stubble, or building your house or church on the sand, what will happen? He says a great storm came and everything collapsed, and that was a great fall. But the person who built house on the rock, he stood. So point I'm making, how your spiritual life is built. Are you building in the false teaching of some people, giving you some kind of assurance, even though you commit sin and you don't repent, you will be going to heaven, as a false teaching? And they will say, "We are sinners and we are saved by grace and we will never be perfected." The Word of God says we are perfected in Christ. If we cannot be perfected in Christ, we cannot go to heaven. If you read in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, it says unholy things will not enter into the kingdom of God. If you claim yourself you are unholy, if you claim yourself you are a sinner, if you claim yourself you cannot be perfected, then you cannot go to heaven. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It says in 1 John chapter 1, you have to read from verse 1 to St. John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. If you read those verses, it says, if you walk in the light, then you have the fellowship of Jesus Christ. If you are walking in the darkness, you will not have a fellowship. You will be having a fellowship of darkness. And darkness kingdom is the devil's kingdom. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, it says, God has chosen us or taken us out of the kingdom of darkness, and now we are in the kingdom of light, which is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So you cannot live in the darkness and say, I'm a child of God. You have to follow Jesus Christ. So here the word of God is saying, St. Paul is saying, I am a wise master builder and I'm building on the rock. And there are some people say, oh, the people who are building this, those people's work, if they don't stand or the work doesn't stand, they will be saved like a fire. And that is the time of Bema. This is not the time of Bema, he's trying to say. He says, build your house, spiritual house. How you build it? And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, if you read, it says, you are the temple of God. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God says, God himself will destroy you. How strong language is used. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, it says, don't you know that you are the temple of the living God or the temple of the Holy Spirit? And he says, you are not your own. You are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. So what he says, so glorify God with your body, soul, and spirit. And they all belong to God. We can live in this world a spiritual life, a godly life. It is not impossible. It is very possible if you have the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, and Jesus lives in you. You can live a Christian life. You can live a perfect life. You can live a holy life. And if you made a mistake, what the word of God says? Ask the forgiveness. Wash with the blood. It says 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If you confess your sins, our God is faithful. He will forgive all your sins, all your unrighteousness. Simply you have to ask forgiveness. Automatically your sins will not be forgiven. So the point I'm making, judgment is sure. Don't think that God is not going to judge me because my name is written in heaven. If you remember previous chapter we read in Revelation chapter 3 verse 5, it says if you are an overcomer, if you are a church of God, if you are following me, I will not take your name out of the Lamb's book of life. So that means these followers were following Christ in St. John chapter 6. And they walked away. Do you think that God should forgive them automatically and tell them, oh, thank you. You just walked away and you didn't work for me and you didn't do anything for me. But whatever you did, a little bit work, I'm going to give you a reward. They already got their reward. The word of God says when you give something to the ministry with the right hand, left hand should not know. Otherwise, you got your reward. There are people, you know, showing $1,000 bill, $100 bill and giving in the offering. They said, your reward is already you got. So they said, oh, the demons are cast out and many miracles are happening. They took their reward. He said, don't you happy for that? Your name is written in heaven. Be happy. And they should be saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Our name is written in heaven. They didn't care about their name is written in heaven. They were proud. They didn't want to suffer for Christ. The word of God says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 29, he says, God has not called us to just believe in him, but to suffer for him. So we have to suffer for Christ. So we cannot just say, I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I believe other things also, other gods and things like that. Somebody will come to rescue me in the time of need. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. Once you follow him, then no turning back. What Jesus Christ said, if you put your hand on the plow, don't look back. Looking back is a backslidden state. You remember God said to Lot and his family, don't look back. But that lady, Lot's wife, looked back. What happened? She became the pillar of salt. That was a sign for us. Once you're doing the Lord's work, once you're following the Christ, don't look back. You have chances. Somebody says, oh, I made the pardonable sin and I cannot now, God cannot forgive. What is the pardonable sin? Unpardonable sin. Once you reject Christ, once you reject the Holy Spirit, which is talking about Jesus Christ and the plan of salvation, and you don't want to follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit, then you are doomed. But if you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to follow you. I want to believe in you. Even the deathbed, you are dying, and you ask forgiveness, you will be forgiven. So chances are God has given to us. There will be no lawyer for you to plead your case. Jesus Christ is the judge, righteous judge. He's not going to say, oh, well, you work for me for a while, so I will keep your name in the book. He says, if you commit sin, he said to Moses, if you commit sin or anybody commits sin, I will take their name out of my book. So all these people who deny Christ and walked away, didn't follow Christ, their name was written. But now the name is taken it out, blotted out. So Revelation chapter 20, we read, if their name is not found in the book of life, then they will be cast into the lake of fire. So God has given us chance. We are living in the grace period. You cannot say, I'll follow Christ for 6 months, and because of trouble, financial crisis, family things, I'm going to go away, and then I might come back and do the Lord's work. You never know. Our life is very short. We do not have any guarantee. Once you follow Christ, don't go back. Don't turn around. Jesus Christ was not joking. He was telling the truth. If you follow Christ, you don't turn back to Christ. So we have chance. If you are serving the Lord, and if you are having a hard time, just rededicate your life. Say, Lord, what's going wrong in my life? Whatever the problem I am going through, I'm not going to turn around and go back. I want to follow you. When God called me, I made a decision. As long as I'm breathing, as long as blood flowing in my body, as long as I'm able to talk, I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no retirement in the Word of God. There is no retirement in the service of God. There are people looking 65 and they want to retire. And they say, oh, young people, you do it. I made a promise. Until I am alive, I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to go back to the world. So I'm giving the same invitation to you. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry what I have done. I want to follow you. In the ministry, many, many problems will come. But don't turn away. Lake of fire is a horrible place. Those people walk with Christ and they say, I'm not going to walk with you again. And they never walk with him again. That's why in the judgment time, Jesus Christ will be telling them, who are you? I don't remember you. And go to the lake of fire. So the lake of fire is sure. We almost did now, I don't know, 6 or 8 series on this white throne judgment. Judgment is sure. Eternal judgment is sure. lake of fire is sure. So we have to learn whatever the Word of God is saying is true. Don't listen somebody's story. They came, they saw a dream, they were in hell and they came out. Once you are in hell, you will never come out. You can have a dream going to hell, 7 minutes or 27 minutes or whatever, but you were not actually in hell in your body. You might have seen your body in hell, you can see in the dream and vision. But the regular hell is a real hell. You cannot come out of it. So let me pray. Let's pray and ask God, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Give me grace to walk in your way. I don't want to turn around. I don't want to be judged. I want to have eternal life with Christ. I want to go in your kingdom. Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, God is so gracious. He has forgiven all your sins. Your name is written in heaven. You are belong to Jesus Christ. Now just be thankful and say, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to testify that I'm not that old man. The old man is dead. Now I'm living for Christ. My sins are forgiven, forgotten. I'm a child of God. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever made a decision to follow Christ, bless that person. Bless that person's family. And let them go to church. Get saved, healed, delivered, set free. Take baptism, receive the Holy Spirit, and live for Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now the time is almost gone. I encourage you to go to church. Tell somebody what God has done. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Please listen to this program every time, the same station, and tell somebody in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.